time of social isolation. Our need for entertainment has never been greater. Let's check out some of the great television and movies available on streaming platforms. Hi, I'm Tim, and you are watching... Oops, hit the wrong one. No, nothing is working. That's awesome. Good thing I tested this 13 times before we went live. This is great. you are watching, there we go, otherworldlyculture.com presents Now Streaming. And of course, you can always keep up with us as well on our Twitter account, which is also not working. Come on. Here we go. That was a lot of buildup. Not a lot there. A lot of buildup. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We are going to a different genre. We are going to look at a Western. That's right, and we're going to be looking at an exclusive for our friends over at Netflix. See the little, other way. There we go. And the name of it, and this is a movie, not a TV series, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Ranging from absurd to profound, these Western vignettes from the Coen brothers follow the adventures of outlaws and settlers on the American frontier. The Coen brothers are the guys that created Fargo. They created one of my favorite movies, Miller's Crossing. They did Raising Arizona. Ballad of Buster Scruggs has a little bit of all of their films kind of in one, because this is an anthology film. Now, there aren't many Western anthologies. You see a lot of horror anthology movies. This is a Western anthology. In fact, a lot of people mistakenly believe that this was supposed to be a TV series and they just shoved it all into one movie. That was never their intention, according to them. But like any anthology, and being a horror fan, I've seen a lot of anthology movies. Like any anthology movie, it has the same problem they all have. You like some segments a lot more than other segments. And sometimes you're in a segment and you're wishing that one would end. I will say I loved the first segment, which was The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I liked the second one, and it seemed like it kind of took a dive there for a while. There is one that's called The Girl Who Got Rattled, I think it was the name of that particular vignette, where it goes on forever, but the climax makes it worth it. That one kind of broke things up, but I really feel they ended with the absolute worst one they could have. That was a total mistake. They should have ended with The Girl That Got Rattled, in my opinion, because it had the strongest conclusion. But they didn't. It's one of those movies that's great to watch with a few people or talk to other people, because you can always talk about, oh, I liked that segment, I didn't like that segment, oh, that segment sucked, you know, all that. So check it out if you like Westerns. It does a nice job going through the Western in different fields. You have kind of the musical cowboy. You have the gritty cowboy. You have saloons. You have stagecoaches. You have a gold prospector and a very strong showing by Tom Waits in his section. You have James Franco is in here. You have Liam Neeson is in a segment. A lot of faces that you're going to know, good character actors. I love seeing Stephen Root, one of my favorite actors ever. He's in here, and he is not asking for a red stapler. It's worth checking out. It's out on Netflix. We'll have the links available to you out in our show notes. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, wash your hands. Otherworldly culture.